everyone. Chris Sheeran back here once again in our Yes Studios. And welcome to the Nissan Postgame Show. Our final score, 115-104 in favor of the Milwaukee Bucks. Right now, we've got Marv Albert and Mark Jackson with us to break down the game. And guys, since it's the holiday season, I'll throw a little Charles Dickens at you, the classic Christmas carol. The first line was, Marley was as dead as a doornail, and so was Vince Carter in the first half. And that's something we talked about in the pregame, Mark, is that he has to be more consistent.
Well, there's no question, Chris. Vince came out, went 0 for 5 in that first half and did not seem to be involved in it. We had Nets assistant Tom Barrese as our halftime guest, and we asked Tom about Vince, and he said to you, it's on Vince. He's got to do something.
And Vince seemed like going through the motions the first half. He's too good of a basketball player. We talked about it during the game to allow the game just to come to him. This team needs Vince Carter to be Vince Carter. He has to be special on the offensive end, at least be aggressive. Was very passive in the first half. The Nets were passive offensively. They didn't get good things going to the basket. He is the guy that sets the tone for this Nets offense, and he let them down in the first half.
Not to put it all on Vince, who did come on late in the game, but when he is, as you say, passive, it puts the Nets in a hole, and they're down by 25. That's a long way to come back. Although the Nets did make a run at the end, but you never had the feeling that they had a real shot at pulling it out.
And it's awfully tough to point the finger at one guy because, truth be told, it's not about their offense. They're getting smoked on the defensive end, giving up easy basket opportunities night in and night out. So it does not matter how spectacular Vince Carter and the cast is on the offensive end. They have to get some answers and some results on the defensive end in order to compete in this league.
And the Nets, at one point, and we're talking a couple of years back, had the reputation of being an excellent defensive team. That is no longer the case. You look at a game like this, and there have been many other occasions this season where they go through long periods of not getting any stops.
If you're coming in and playing against the Nets, it's no longer afraid, like you talk about their defense. It's, hey, let's keep the foot on the gas pedal and look to attack. We can get anything we want offensively against this Nets defensive team. Don't let them off the hook, and teams are doing exactly that while the Nets are bailing out their opposition on defense.
So where do the Nets go from here? They're looking at Detroit at the Palace of Auburn Hills on Tuesday night. This evening, Lawrence Frank goes with a small lineup. He starts Eddie House. House certainly did the job, came up with a net season high. However, as we discussed earlier, obviously that it's very difficult to make a trade. There was talk about Jamal McGlure. That was several weeks back. Rob Thorne not looking to give up a number one pick. How do the Nets play game in, game out? Perhaps they are most fortunate. The best news is that they are in the Atlantic Division.
That's the good news, that they're in that division where they're good enough to put together a streak where they can run away with this thing. They're still the best team in that division, but they are playing to the level of their competition. The thing you do is grab the guys together and say, hey, what do you want to do? Individually, collectively, we have to make a commitment to make a run at this thing. We can't play the way we play tonight. And then as a coach, you have to find five guys that's committed to doing things the right way. That's at least going to give you a chance to win. Not that's going to get numbers. Not that's going to be spectacular on Monday and then Tuesday not show up. You need to find five guys that's going to be consistent and going to give you a chance to be in this race.
And tonight, Mark, the Nets lost to a Milwaukee Bucks team that has been playing very well. Like the Nets, they went back-to-back. They won at Minnesota last night. They now have won four straight. They've done the job at home. That's five straight victories. They're in a very tough division in the Central Division, but this is a much improved ball club.
And the Nets just have to look at them. This is a team that was struggling early on. They put together a heck of a streak in playing great basketball. You take a look at them beating Minnesota twice. Minnesota had won three or four games in a row. So you can turn this thing around if you begin to play the right way. If you begin to compete on both ends of the floor, give yourself a chance to win, and then all of a sudden you have a bounce, a swag about yourself where you feel I can win any game. Right now the Nets are thinking, we don't have a shot.
All right, so the Nets will go up against the Detroit Pistons on Tuesday night at the Palace of Auburn Hills. Mark, happy holidays.
Same to you, Marv. Certainly appreciate it.
And good luck with Christmas Day. Miami playing the Lakers.
I'm so nervous.
I can tell. You respond, though, to the dramatics of the big moment.
Was that my Christmas present?
Yeah,
making
me
feel good? Yeah,
exactly.
I accept it.
Because you've been
really
in a very mean-spirited holiday type mood today. We just can't put our finger on it, but I know the truck has been very upset.
No comment, Mom.
All right, let's get back to Chris.
Thanks, guys. Have a very happy and healthy holiday. We'll see
you
down the
line. Thanks,
all right,
Chris.
Take care.
Chris. Thanks.
Tough loss for the Nets tonight. They drop it 115-104 to the Bucks. The Nets dropped to 2-1 versus the Bucks this season. The Bucks extend their home winning streak to 6 and their overall winning streak to 4 games. And earlier, Coach Lawrence Frank met the media. Here's what he had to say.
Found that if we give up a lot of easy buckets and we don't get to the paint, it's going to be hard to win.
Rotation, though, it's like I'm not saying you're coaching by the seat of your pants, but did you establish anything at all?
Well, when you're just trying to find guys who are gonna give effort and try to, we're down 25, so just trying to find any combination that's gonna do what we need. Protect the paint, prevent easy buckets. On the other end, share the ball, get to the paint, try to get to the free throw line. Just trying to search for what combinations are going to work tonight. Jason, played extremely hard and played well. And, Richard got off to a good start. But just, collectively, we just were very poor.
Vince Carter's first half, what did you see there?
A big reason why the Nets weren't able to compete tonight against the Bucks was this guy right here, Maurice Williams, aptly named Mo Money. Over his last 10 games, 21 points, shooting over 51% from the field, 7 assists and 5.8 rebounds, and he had 32 points, 8 assists, and 8 rebounds tonight. He was just 2 assists and 2 rebounds shy of his second career triple-double. He had his first on Wednesday night against the Miami Heat. Now, Lawrence Frank's club without Nenad Krstić for the rest of the season. He tore his ACL. It forced Lawrence Frank's hand to go with a small lineup tonight. Eddie Howe started at the 2. He led the Nets with 22 points on 8 of 17 shooting from the field. And earlier, he met with the media.
It's obvious that you're a rhythm player and you need minutes to get your rhythm.
I mean, basketball is a rhythm game. I think everybody that plays it needs, opportunity, extended opportunities at time to get their rhythm and stuff like that. So, I think that includes everybody.
Just say you want to keep it this way for a while?
Huh?
You want to keep it this way for a while?
We got to win. I mean, if he wants to change it, it doesn't bother me. We got to find ways to win. That's the bottom line. I want to win games. It's not about, personal accolades or anything like that or any personal successes. We win as a team and we lose as a team. What's that?
It was a tough one from
No, not really, because I think they were making everything at the beginning of the game, and we were just missing shots. But then we finally started hitting shots, and we put together a couple stops and cut it down to 13, I think, at half. And we just came out that second half, and I don't know, for whatever reason, Mo Williams was hitting tonight. He played extremely well, and he's one of the main reasons for that success, as well as Charlie Bell. So, them guys came out and played good at the beginning of the third quarter, and, from that point we was playing from behind. I mean, way behind.
This is the Eddie House Nets fans were waiting to see, though?
This is what I've been waiting to see, is for me to be able to, knock down shots that I'm supposed to knock down, but at the same time, it didn't help tonight. So hopefully I continue to just try to help, help this team win, and we got to get on the right side of the columns.
So there you hear Eddie House's take on the game, or Casa, as he's known to his teammates. 22 points, which is a season high for House, led the Nets tonight, 8 of 17 from the field, 5 of 11, or actually 5 of 10 from downtown. He also had 4 assists. We go back to Vince Carter here. We talked about it in the pregame, Mark Jackson and I did, about how Vince Carter has to be more consistent. The past 7 games with Carter, he's averaged as high as 36 points and as low as 11 points. He was shut out in the first half. He had 18 points tonight, and here he is meeting with the media earlier today.
Was there a reason you weren't connected to the game in the first half, or were you just trying to swing guys?
Well, yeah, I couldn't hit shots, so I didn't want to force it. I think 2 shots that I tried to force that didn't make, so I just tried to be a playmaker, just let the game come to me. Second half shot started to go, so I tried to be a little more aggressive then. It's not working.
Is there
is the defense inexcusable as far as you can see, or is it going to be that way as long as Lawrence is going to start searching for combinations?
Well, I mean, you can't make it an excuse, but I mean, we're searching. We're searching on the fly. But, you know, it's imperative that we get together quickly. So, you know, we just have to stay focused and just continue to keep playing. You know, we can't get frustrated over it. I mean, you're supposed to get frustrated over losses, but at the same time, we have to. It's a new day each game, so we just have to go back to the drawing board and get ready for the next one.
So the Nets dropped the game to the Bucks, 115-104, and that's going to do it for the Nissan postgame show. The Nets are off on Sunday and Monday, but make sure you join us on Tuesday when they travel to Detroit to take on Chauncey Billups and the Pistons. Pre-game show begins at 7 p.m. with tip-off coming at 7:30 and complete coverage after the final buzzer. So for Marv Albert, Mark Jackson, and the rest of our Yes Network team, I'm Chris Sheeran saying thanks for watching.